Organize Me Radio, episode 79, Autistic Student Productivity. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and April is Autism Acceptance Month, and this month I will be talking on various topics dealing with autism, with productivity and organizing. So today's guest is a college student. He is an autistic college student. He's a writer, and he is also an activist, and he wants to bring awareness to autism. Please welcome Caden McElwain. Welcome, Caden.
Thanks for having me on the show, Namega.
I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm really excited to talk to you and to learn a little bit more about your journey. So can you tell us, what was it like for you growing up with autism?
Well, I can start at the beginning. I was diagnosed when I was 2 years old, and I couldn't talk until I was 7 years old, and my parents were worried about whether or not I would thrive in a quote-unquote normal society. I say quote-unquote normal because there's really no such thing as normal anymore, in my opinion. And in elementary school, I think I thrived. I had special education classes, which I'd spot-based, occupational therapy, physical therapy. But looking back at it now, those actually helped me get to where I'm at today. Then middle school is when the bullying started. It wasn't as bad as high school, but it was still a bit bad. And to be fair, I did put myself in those situations by sticking my nose in people's business, telling on people for small things, like them being on their phone. But I digress. In middle school, my services were completely cut off without my parents' consent. And when they asked the school about it, the school told them to just put me in a robotics camp. And that prompted my parents to write to some autism organizations and a senator about the matter to make sure I was able to thrive in middle school. Well, then in high school, that was a nightmare of bullying for me. Not only was I going through the typical teenage stuff, but add autism to it, it was hard for me to make friends, and people would tease me, and whenever I would snitch on them, they would curse me out. Wow. Then COVID happened, I realized that I can better thrive in an online environment when it came to high school. So after COVID, I came back to high school, in-person high school, for a little bit, but then decided to do online fully, just because I could concentrate better. And this was in Tennessee, and they weren't taking COVID seriously enough. And there was an incident at the school involving a student where the school just sat by and watched them get bullied and didn't do anything. I don't want to get too political, but they were LGBTQ, and I'm an advocate for that as well. So I really had to transfer online. And then I was able to graduate high school early, around Valentine's Day of 2022 to be exact, and that brings me to today.
Wow, what a journey you had. I mean, I am so sorry to hear that you had to deal with bullying in middle school and in high school, and they took away your services. But I think it's great that you have become an activist and that you are being a voice for, you know, other autistic people. And there are a lot of autistic people who, you know, still don't have their voice. My son, for example, he's 9 and he's nonverbal, you know? So I think that it's great what you're doing, and I applaud what you're doing. It takes a large amount of bravery. And I just appreciate that you are, you know, here, and you're an activist, and you're advocating for other people who are on the spectrum and LGBTQ people as well. So I really appreciate that. Now, we are going to talk about the effects of autism and organization and productivity skills. Were you able to develop organization and productivity skills when you were a child?
No, I was horrible at that. In fact, I hated schedules for the longest time. I'm still working on that now as an adult. But organization definitely was my thing in the sense of keeping my room clean, that kind of thing. I did well at that, but I didn't like taking notes, didn't keep any of my notes in my folder, so that resulted in some notes getting lost. Hated schedules, hated calendars.
So now that you're in college, has that changed? How are you able to be productive while you're in school and maintaining your classes and things of that nature?
That's a good question. It's all about balance. Last semester for me, this is my second year of college. I'm a sophomore. Last year was tough because I didn't know how to organize. And that resulted in me failing a class, which was math, which is already a bad subject for me. But now this semester, I've been doing better at balancing. I haven't been going out as much. So I've been strictly concentrating on my academics because I actually transferred to where the college I'm at now, which is Kent State University, from another college where I did my freshman year. And those two schools were different. With Lake Erie College, there was much more leniency. And quite frankly, I feel like some of the professors did hold my hand a little bit to help me get to the finish line. But here, there isn't any of that. You're an adult. You got to figure it out yourself. If you need help understanding a concept, come to my office hours. So I've been mainly working on balancing my stuff with my own mental well-being. I've been going to therapy since September, and that's been super helpful in helping me organize everything.
That's great. In your advocacy work, what do you think, what changes or accommodations do you think are necessary for autistic people in the educational world?
Oh man, everything and anything. Mainly, the school needs to do their job because the fact that my middle school cut my services without the consent of my parents, that tells me everything I need to know about where we're at when it comes to the education system, because schools only do the bare minimum to accommodate for those with autism, just so they don't get dinged by the feds and violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. And I really don't get it. I think mainly the schools got to go above and beyond to accommodate people with autism and special needs. And I also think there needs to be an increase in funding for special education. I truly do. That's the main problem, is there's no funding and schools aren't doing their jobs. And mainly, the people in power, Congress, the Senate, President, they don't take autism awareness seriously enough, in my opinion. You don't see on the news bill passes to help those with autism. You see bill passes to ban TikTok. There's bigger fish to fry. So I think in schools end, they need to do their job and go above and beyond for special education and increase the funding. And on the governmental side, they need to take autism more seriously and introduce a bill to help everyone with special needs.
So have you encountered any strategies or techniques that have been effective with managing sensory sensitivities that might impact productivity?
Yeah, I don't really deal with sensitivity stuff anymore, like when I was younger, but I do have a fidget spinner. I do fidget, and that calms me down. When I was younger, I used to hate getting a haircut because of a sensitivity in that. And I think based on what my dad told me, it was for razor that I didn't like. So he had the barber put on the soft razor. I don't know if that's a thing, but something that helps those with autism properly get a haircut without any chaos.
Okay, so I need to look into that because my 9-year-old son hates getting haircuts. He absolutely hates it. My husband cuts his hair. He doesn't like it at all. So that's something that I need to look into. Okay. So my son, he was diagnosed at age 4. Like I mentioned earlier, he has autism as well. He is nonverbal. He uses a device to communicate. How were your parents able to manage, and try to stay organized with your diagnosis? Do you know?
Oh, they've been the best. They've been in my corner, quite frankly, since I was born, even at the cost of their own insanity. They managed to help me, find me all these therapies, find me all these groups to open, encouraging me to embrace this gift I have, letting me know that some of the biggest stars and biggest contributors in society actually had autism. Newton, Einstein, Dan Aykroyd, and they've been mainly encouraging me to not let anyone control me, especially if they're negative. If when I was younger, I would let people be negative to me and treat me quite poorly, and that therefore decreased my own self-esteem. But now that I'm older, I've been trying to not give people who are negative towards me the time of day.
You know, I love that you have been able to overcome so much. What advice would you give other autistic people who might be, struggling with productivity or facing different barriers at school?
I'd say keep kicking butt. Don't let those who are negative towards you control you. Don't give them the time of day. Just know that you are amazing. You are amazing. You are amazing. There's no need to let people who are negative change that in you.
Caden, what made you decide to become an activist?
Was a number of factors. My journey in advocacy and activism began with a class project in my freshman year where we had to come up with a way to help the community. So it was a group project. So me and my group set up a GoFundMe for Autism Society of America. We actually raised over $1,000 for that. But unfortunately, I found that my group only did it to get the grade and win the prize in a contest that we won. And thanks to that. And I noticed a trend in my generation where people whine and complain and moan about how they want to make a change and how this company should do this and this company should do that. This person said this today that was negative. Let's cancel. So then this person said that was negative. And I thought, what are these people doing to help? So I mainly wanted to be the voice of my generation and be the one who takes action instead of sitting by and whining and complaining about everything. Plus, I know what it feels like to feel alone with autism, and I want to make sure that I encourage those with autism who are struggling like me to embrace their gift and go out and make a difference in the world.
So, what tips would you give to someone who has autism and they are just, trying to navigate the world as you did?
I'd say keep kicking butt. Don't give people who are negative towards you the time of day. And if someone doesn't want to hire you or be your friend or be your girlfriend, boyfriend, they, them, partner, that's on them. They're missing out on an amazing person.
What do you want the world to know about autism?
That it's a complicated thing. There's varying spectrums, and people like me need to be taken seriously more.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I think that, you coming here and taking the time to chat with me, I really appreciate it. I think it's great. I think you're really giving a voice to autism, to being autistic. A lot of times I think that we see a lot of people who who might not have autism talk about it, right? But I think it's important to hear it from the people that it affects the most. So I thank you so much for being on this show. Now, I have to ask you that I ask everyone that comes on the show, what are some of your favorite organizing products or productivity tools? It could be something that you use in your home, or it could be something that helps you with school, like a planner or something along those lines.
I would say, in the sense of productivity, I would have to say technology and social media. There's so much you can do with social media, and the internet. And I've been mainly using that a lot as of recently to make this advocacy work. It's easy, it's simple, and thanks to it, I actually got some internships recently working for a few people, and they've been having me use the internet for their stuff.
So, Caden, what is your greatest achievement in life up to this point?
My greatest achievement of life would have to be getting the courage to come on these platforms and spread my message across. That and getting a letter in the mail from my state senator, Sherrod Brown, in recognition of my accomplishments.
That is so great, Caden. Caden, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on here and being brave and telling your story and letting us know a little bit more about autism from your perspective and how you navigate school and all your, activism efforts. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you or how they can book you to be a speaker?
Absolutely. You can find my writing on the sports column and everydayfan.com at Caden Mackling, KadenMcelwain. Or you can message me on Facebook, Kaden Ronald is the username.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.